Okay, let's get into Trumas Dav Ches. And we are on the top of Ches Aman Aleph. We're in the middle of a sentence. Middle of a sentence, the Gemara previously had just said that I want to prove to you that when Reb Yehuda Hanasi wrote in the Mishnah a klal, it has exceptions. Right? That's what we crew. Because our Mishnah back on Daf Aleph says that whenever it says Cheresh in Mishnah, it means Eino Shomea Veino Medaber. Right? That's what we said on Daf Aleph. So what Rabbi Yona said at the end of yesterday's daf was that that's not a rule. It is a rule, but there are exceptions to the rule. There are always exceptions to rules. So what the example that we brought to prove that rules have exceptions is the Mishnah, the beginning of Chagiga, where the Mishnah says, Hakol chayavim beri'iya, except for cheresh yotif katan, and that cheresh means either or. Right? Shomea veina medaber, or medaber veino shomea. So you see that when it says cheresh, always, it doesn't always mean that it's eino shomea veina medaber. So he brought that as a raya. And then the Gemara brings another one. Vihad de Taninan, on the top of today's daf. We also learned in the Mishnah in Yevamos. The Mishnah says in Yevamos in the 12th parak. In the 12th parak, Yevamos has the first half of Maseches Yevamos is all about Yevamos. And then we get into other topics. In Ha'isha Rabbah, which is the 10th parak, is all about Edus Isha. About Aguna and giving testimony of relating to husband that is not there. The 12th parak is all about Chalitza, Mitzvah Chalitza. Everything you want to know about Chalitza is in the 12th parak. 13th parak is all about Miyun. Parak Beishamai is all about Miyun. And the 14th parak is Cheresh, Shirasach, Pikachas, and all the different types of Limudim Midrabanan. And the last two prakim, the last two Ha'ishas, right, the Yevamos has three prakim that start off with Ha'isha. That's, we have to give a different name to them. Ha'isha Rabbah, that's the big one. And then Ha'isha Shalom. And then Ha'isha Basra. Well, those are the three prakim of Ha'isha. But the Mishnah later on in Yevamos says, in the parak about Chalitza, Va'atataninan, Cheresh Shechalatz, Va'acharesha Shechalza, Acheresh, again, there's that word again, that does Chalitza, meaning the man involved does Chalitza, and the Chareshes, that does Chalitza, Va'acholetzes Lekatan, or a woman who is Choletzes with a Katan, the Katan is the Yavam, all these cases, Chalitza Sapsula. Chalitza Sapsula. Why? So a Katan is excluded because Ish Prat Lekatan. Ish Prat Lekatan, not because of a Lav Bardas. Ish pralakatan, we'll get back to that. But the others are excluded. Why? V'amr Rabbi Yochanan, b'she'enan yecholun lomar v'amar v'amr. You know what the reason is? Because they can't say the psukim. They can't say the psukim. The kriyas psukim, lo chafatzi lakachto, the psukim that Bezdin directs them to say during the chalitza ceremony. So the reason is, not because of lav b'nei das, but lav b'nei amira. Lav b'nei amira, what do you mean? But they can't talk, but that sounds like that's their only problem. They can't talk, but they can hear. V'taninan, cheresh yedibur chachamim b'chol makom ein shenei shomei v'lo medaber. But one second, didn't we learn in our Mishnah? First Mishnah in Trumas, right? Cheresh always means, ein shomei v'lo medaber. So how could cheresh there mean only that they can't talk? So it must be, hada messiah l'Reb Yona. So this is another riot to Reb Yona, to Reb Yona Amar, hada amra deles klalei derebi klalin. When Rebbe says, this is the rule, there are always exceptions to the rule. A number of points to make. First of all, as we said, a katan is excluded, and chalitza psula. There is a daya of Reb Yossi. I think we might have mentioned this yisoda last week. Reb Yossi holds that a katan can do chalitza. Reb Yossi in Yevamos and Afkuh Hamabes has a limud that a katan can do chalitza. And that's surprising. Rabbi Chanan talks about this in that context. Remember with the Rabbi Chanan, I think we mentioned last week, about the two types of halachic processes. One that you are in charge of the process and you are in control of the chalos, like gerushin and kiddushin and kinyan. And one that, no, I just do the physical action and memela the chalos happens, like shchita. And the like, where I just physically do the chalitza, but Hashem creates the heter. So suggests Reb Elchanan, according to Reb Yossi, who says that a ketana can be choletzes once she's a bas das, right? When she gets to ones ha-peutos. So how does that work? She's a ketana. So he suggests that maybe this is included in that second type of process. So a katan could do an action, a physical act. Right, let's say, could a katan be tovel kalim? I tell my child, can you go tovel these kalim in the kalim mikvah? So they might not have nemanus, Like, they did it, but if you're watching them, that they could do the physical act, we might say, Maisa Kof Ba'alma, a monkey could do it. If you give your kalim to a monkey and he throws it into the mikvah, and you see it went to the mikvah, it also works. So a physical act could be done. So if you say chalitza is really just a physical act, and memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that creates the heter, so then, even a katan, that's how Rabbi Yossi, he explains. That's what Rabbi Yossi says, that's why a katan can't do it. Rabbi Yossi, delomakish ish al ish, he does not have the comparison of the, and the limud of ish prat la katan, v'kivat shematzinu. He says you just need a baz ben da'as a little bit. And you see the Rabbanan gave das or recognized das of the katan for a year or two, or at least a year before bar mitzvah. So therefore, that's why katana choletzes mishigil onus of peutos, because there is no zeras akasav that is excluding. Right? This also could explain the act of the maisa, which then creates the Isser or the Chalos Memela, the Rambam Shita about Pitu Iktana. There is a line in Masechet Yevamos, Pitu Iktana Onesu. Right? The Tosa talks about that a lot on Daf Tes and Masechet Ksubis. Pitu Iktana, the seduction of Iktana is considered an Ones. It's not called Pitu, it's called Ones. That is the Gemara, and that has ramifications. But the Rambam says in two places, Pitu Iktana Onesu, but still a Ketana is Neeseres al Baila. Wow, what do you mean it's Pitu? It's Ones. Ones. I was like, she's not an Ashes Kohen. Why should she be Neser al Sabaila? So again, Rabbi Chanan explains, this is in Simon Samach Vav in Kovet Sa'aris, that the Isser Labaila flows Memela from the Ashes Isha Zinsa. See, even though halachically it's viewed as Ones for certain halachos, but because it's not in your control, it doesn't have to be fully looked at as such, and therefore it could still create Isser Labaila. Again, that's a big topic, that Rambam, but that's Pitu Ktana Onesu, the Rambam in Hilchas Sota, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, is also in Isser Rebia. So that's number one on the line about Katan. Relating to Chalitza in general is a topic, how do we look at Chalitza, right? One of the big shilas of Chalitza is what we call Mitzvah Matir. Remember we discussed back in the Akdama of Hafresh Shruma, mitzvah matir, meaning if I have no kavana to eat from this produce, do I have a chiyuv to be mafresh? Trumas and maestros? So pashas not. Right? I have acres and acres of vines. I'm not going to use them. It's too much. Do I have to be mafresh? So pashas no. The Taz, the beginning of Yoreh Deah, I think it's an Aleph Yud Zayin or something like that, says, yeah, there's an idea of being mafresh. Even it's a mitzvah, it's not just a matir. And Rabbi Kveger there, remember, says, no, what do you mean? The Magen Avraham and Ilchus Tzitzis, no, it's a mitzvah, it's just a matir. And the matir is just when you want to use the heter and accomplish something. So the same thing also is asked by Chalitza. What if the woman has no intention to get remarried? No intention to get remarried. So do we say there that she has to do chalitza? So that is a discussion in the poskim. If you look at the Sefer HaKovetz, the Sefer HaKovetz is in the back of the Rambam Frankel. The Sefer HaKovetz is quoted in the Sefer Likutim. He says, the Rambam starts off Hilchas Yibam. Mitzvah Semen HaTorah She Yibam. And mitzvah Torah to do yibam. Lo ratzah liyabim, shalom ratzah, he is a choleitzla. The achar kach mutaris linasi la'acher. U mitzvah zaseh min ha-Torah lachlotz. And it's a mitzvah zaseh to do chalitza. Im lo ratzah liyabim. If yibam is not done, and the Mishnah says, as the Mishnah says in Bechoros, mitzvah yibam kodemus la mitzvah chalitza, yibam comes before chalitza. But bizman hazeh, maybe it's different because we don't have the right kavanas, but the Sefer HaKovetz says, u mitzvah zaseh zu pashut. To who kishar mitzvahs kamo shofar vilulav vidomehem? It's like other mitzvahs, shofar and lulav. Vibhi vahu merutzim shaloli yabim valolachlots viritzona lasheves galmuda. She wants to be alone. She's 99 years old. She's not going to get married again. Does she have to do chalitza? Viaguna bezdin kofanos alakayim mitzvah. Wow. Bezdin forces her. They have to do the mitzvah, just like bezdin forces her to do lulav and sukkah. What's the raya? The Machshina, because the Gemara talks about Yibum and Asi Dochalos Asay. V'Yisagadal Dain Ba Mitzvah Kiyim Barotzim Ba'achi Ein Asi Dochalos Asay when you have other options. That's a little difficult. That's about Yibum, not about Chalitza. Maybe Yibum is different than Chalitza. Elavadai Acha Mitzvah Mutelas Aleihem. And he discusses the lashon of Mitzvah, Mitzvah Yibum. Mrs. Chalitza, but that's a big topic. The first Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph. And the Tshuva says, I'm not so sure about that. Right? If she doesn't want to get remarried. Right? Don't get remarried. So there's a big discussion. But again, that's Matira Mitzvah, and there are many Nafkaminas, in this, regard. Interesting discussion. What about, a case of, this is a discussion in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Chalitza of a case of a woman that won't have a heter. That not just what she chooses not to, but the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Daf Yilches that you don't do chalitza to the wife of a king. Who's going to marry the wife of a king? Can't marry the wife of a king. So Rashi says they are on Yud Tes Amabez. Why don't you do the chalitza to the wife of a king? Mipnei sha'asura linase. She's asura to marry anybody else. So if chalitza is all about the heter, so that's why the chalitza is not done. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam Menuchas Malachim does not say because she's asura linase. The Rambam just connects it to Yibum. Kiva, the Efshal Liyabim, Efshal Lachlots. She can't do Yibum unless there's another king. In Morid, Malin Bakodesh Vemoridin. So that's, he doesn't mention the fact Kiva da Asura Linase. So if you look in the Rishash on that Rashi, in the back of, the Gemara, the Rishash, on Yutes Amabez, just, find it, the Rishash says, on that Rashi, he says, Mepesh Asura Linase, L'chora hachanami de mitzvah chalitza eina b'chdei shetei muteres linase elashi mitzvah mitam akamus. There are hidden reasons for the mitzvah. Akamus me itanu afimina rotsa linase liolam. He says, I'm not sure what she's talking about. But then what? Ayin shuv es chacham svi simen aleph mashmet de daito gamkein de meina rotsa ein kan mitzvah v'tzarech iyun b'davar zeh v'tzarech iyun. But he says, that he quotes this Rambam who gives a different shot than Rashi. But again, this is a big topic, about mitzvah or matir. Could you do chalitza when she is an onenes? Right? She's putter from mitzvahs. What if she's an onenes and the husband's out of here? And if he doesn't do chalitza now, so then, she's never gonna be able to do chalitza. So, no, is that allowed? So there's a lot there, but that's the sugya of chalitza a little bit, comes up here. So let's get back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says that this Mishnah in Yevamos is another example that when Rebbe wrote Klalim in the Mishnah, there are exceptions to the rule. So Kadosh Lohevish De Cyrus Vechulu Viter. Back to what it says in our Mishnah. Remember in our Mishnah back on Daf Aleph. Mishnah Daf Aleph said that the Tanakhama said a Katan is excluded from Afarshas Truma. Right, one of the five. Right, one of the five. Cheresh Shotev Katan. Goy and Torim She'eno Shelo. So that was the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, a katan can. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, even if a katan did not bring Shtei Cyrus, he can. Sounds like any katan that has das. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rabbi Yossi says, a katan could do it the year before. The year before. Onas HaNedarim. So, actually, Onas HaNedarim, ancient muscle. Truma says three shitas in the Mishnah. Again, the Tanakhama says a katan can never do it. And Rabbi Yehuda says a katan can do it as long as he has das. And Reb Yossi says the year before. So says the Gemara, Tani b'shem Rebbe Meir. So now we're going to label, right, Stam Mishnah Rebbe Meir. So the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, who excludes a katan, that's Rebbe Meir. Tani b'shem Rebbe Meir, la'olam, ein shumaso truma, chiyavish de Cyrus. Right, the truma is not shumaso until he brings to Cyrus. This might mean, according to some, even after he becomes a gadol. Even after he becomes a gadol, he can't be mafresh. Right, because remember, gadlus midaraisa are shanim visimanim. Right, age and physical maturity. So we usually, as we think we spoke about Gadaf Aleph, we have Chazaka de Rabba to rely on. Meaning Rabba says, if a child is 13 or 12, you could assume that there is physical maturity as well. But Rameyer's Lashon here is that, no, so Rameyer might just here mean godless, but if you take his Lashon literally, maybe you need real godless and, years and Stiris. Okay, so that's Rabbi Meir. So is that really true? That a katan is totally excluded. So we're going to flip the Rasilio and the Grub, flip the next four lines to after the four lines after that. So skip four lines, go to Reb Yuda. Reb Yuda is five lines from the bottom. Reb Yuda, we're going to quote another makar that a katan is excluded from Afarshas Truma. We had one makar in Daf Aleph, Ish Prala Katan. We already had that. So now we're having another one. Reb Yuda, B'Shem Reb Hila, V'lotisu Olav Chet. It says by Hafrashashruma, do not do something wrong. We're going to learn. That means taking off wrong truma, like taking off truma temeya, taking off, inferior quality. So velotisu alav chet eshu benesias avon torim. So that pasuk teach reflects that only someone in the world of chet, be mafresh truma eshu benesias avon torim veshu ena benesias avon eno torim. If somebody is not in the world of chet, eno torim. So a katan is not in the world of chet. He's not going to get punished for chet. And therefore, maybe you see from there that a katan is excluded. There is a big sugya about, is a katan, could he do a maisa avera? Or is he just, or not? Right? Could a katan is gonna be pater? The Mishnayos in Baba Kama talk about a katan is pater from hezek. But is that, what about if a katan damages when he's 11 and then does he have to pay for that when he's 13? When he gets older, when parents have to pay for the katan, is that because it's the parents' negligence, so it's really their fault, or it's the child's fault, but the parents have to pay for it because the child doesn't have a separate bank account? So there are different indications in Baba Kama about whether there's a maisa avera for a katan or not even a maisa avera. He asked this question by Ones also, is it a Maisa Avera with a Patur Onshin? Shogig is a Maisa Avera. Shogig, we know, because you bring a carbon for a Shogig many times. If I violate Chil Shabbos B'Shogig, I bring a carbon. If there's no Maisa Avera, what am I bringing a carbon for? So Shogig is for sure a Maisa Avera. Ones might not be a Maisa Avera. Right? Misasek, right? I don't even know what I'm doing. That might not be a Maisa Avera. It's a fascinating question. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix. We know in the Bavli, in Baba Kama Laman Hay, and in Ksubis Laman Hay, same number, is Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia is about Kimle Bajabamine. That if I do a Maisa, that's Machayev Misa and Machayev Mammon at the same time. So the Maisa Misa is Potter the Mammon. I'm Potter from the Mammon because person is Chayev Misa. Tana de Bechizkia is Machadish that even applies to Chayev Misa Shogigin. If somebody does a Chayev Misa Bishogig, I didn't know it was Shabbos. And I did Chilul Shabbos at the same time as, so I'm not going to be Chayiv Misa because I'm Pater, I was Shogeg. Still Kimlei, still you're Pater from the Mammon. Chayiv Misa Shogegin is also Pater because what's defined, even though you're not going to get the Onesh, but it's defined as a Misa that's Machayev Es Misa. So Bekiv Eger in Ksubis has the suffix, what about Chayiv Misa's Onsin? If I killed somebody, Ba'ones, Rachman al-Islan, is that Poter from Mammon? That's his suffix. And the question seems to be, is that a Maisa Avera or not? If it's not even a Maisa Avera, then I only did a Chiyav Mammon here. I didn't do a Chiyav Misa. So that's his suffix in Elanaris. So you have the question by Ones, by Masasik, you have the question by Maisa Katan. That's what we have here. Right? So when the Gemara here excludes a Katan from Nisiyus Chet, right, it's unclear. Is that just Nisiyus Chet meaning carrying the sin and being punished for it? That's what's being excluded? What does it mean, the Maisa Avera itself? A Kata can't even do a Maisa Avera. So either way, that's a question that could be fitted to the Gemara. So that's the second suggestion. How do you know a Katan is excluded? So back on Daf Aleph, Ishprat Lakatan. And here number two, Reb Hila says, Velo Tisu Alav Chet. Only someone who could be involved in Chet can be Torim. Ask the Gemara, Hativon. But 1 second. Hare Goy, Hare Eino B'Nesiyas Chet V'Torim. A Goy is not included in chait. He's not going to get punished for anything having to do with truma. Vitorim, and he still could be mafresh. Right, we're going to learn later on, a goy can be mafresh from his own stuff. What did the first Mishnah mean? A goy can't be mafresh from the Jew stuff. And we discussed, could a goy be a shliach, make a shliach goy? So, but the Gemara asks on this makar, how can you say the makar is in the Nesiyas chait? We know that a goy who is not included in Nesiyas chait, still keep a Torim. So the Gemara might have answered, a guy does have Averis, right? There are Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, so a guy maybe has Averis, and those Averis are very Chamur, but the Gemara does not answer that. The Gemara must assume that within the world of Truma, a guy is excluded. And because he's excluded, so he shouldn't be allowed to be Torim. So the Gemara therefore goes to another marker. Now we go back to the part that we skipped, right? Because this question wasn't answered, so that's why they flipped the girsa. So we go back to what we skipped. Rabbi Abba, Bar Kana B'Shem Rabbanin, V'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem. That's the pasuk we had earlier. And this is, it should be considered your truma. But we darshan from the word v'nechshav to the word machshava. Es shakasav bo machshava torim. Anyone whose machshava could have halachic significance, he could be torim. V'shein kasav bo machshava eino torim. And someone whose thought does not have halachic significance, he can't be torim. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Es shakasav bo machshava klomar. D'shayach be'machshava. Wherever machshava is shayach. La'afuke katan de la machshava. Right, excluding a katan who can't have machshava. How do we know that? We quoted earlier in this Pesachta, the Mishnah is in machshirin. If a katan, remember machshirin, has to become wet with one of the seven liquids and have nichusa of the owner. Have ratzon of the owner, he's happy about it. So what if a katan owns vineyards? So does that machshava work? So we said there, no, the maisa works. Maisha could be mochiach on the machshava. But just machshava wouldn't it be good enough. So you see, machshava is something that is not relevant to a katan. So that's the makar, because it uses the word machshava by hafrashas truma. So now the Gemara says, same question as we had before. What do you mean a goy? A goy also, his machshava is not significant for, let's say, machshirin, and still he can be mafresh. Same kind of kasha that we had on the earlier makar. And because after all, now skip to the last line. V'atadir voshi a goy mainly machshava. Right, that's how it flows. A goy don't have machshava. Right, their machshava is not halachically significant, and therefore we have a kasha on this makar too. Not only have a makar, we had a kasha on the nesiyas chein makar. Now we have a kasha on the v'nechshav lachem chumaschem. So the Gemara answer is no. A goy can have machshava. A goy can have. He's not totally excluded. A goy is not totally excluded from machshava. Taman, when does the Rav Oshia on the last line that we just said? When does Rav Oshia say a goy's machshava is not relevant lahachshir? That's for hechsher lekabel tuma, because they're totally mufka from that area of halacha. So they wouldn't be considered yitain and yutan in the hilchas hechsher. But v'kan l'truma. But regarding Afresha Truma, maybe he would have Machshava. Look at the Mara Folda. Taman Lahakshir. Over there by Rav Oshia, it doesn't work. Their Machshava is meaningless. Kedarshinan Yutan Dumya Deyitain. Vikan Latruma, Klomar Betruma Didei. His own Truma. As we'll see, Delo Bina Machshava Rak Latruma Yisrael. You only need Machshava for when a Yisrael is being Torim. Dekrav and Achshav Lachem Betrumaschem, the Yisrael Dibra Kasav. Right? That requirement for Machshava is only by Yisrael. But by a Goy, he would be, it would be recognized, and therefore he would be able to be Mafresh. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Rav Acha. So now we're commenting on the machlokas back in the Mishnah again. Right, we just spoke about what the reason is for a katan to be excluded. But let's remember the three shittas in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama, which we identified as Rabbi Meir. A katan is excluded from Afreshas Truma. And then Rabbi Yehuda said a katan can do it. And Rabbi Yossi says he could do it from a year before Bar and Bat Mitzvah. Right, a year before. Onas Hanadarim. So now we're going to comment that machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, who says Onas Hanadarim is enough, and Rabbi Meir, who says katan is excluded, shita 1 and 3, so that maybe is a machlokas elsewhere also, not just by Afreshas Truma. Rav Acha, Rav Chinina, b'shem Rav Kahana, kedivre mi shehu omer eino toreim, eino makdish. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that you can't be, a katan cannot be toreim at all, so l'chora, the same thing would be, a katan can't be makdish something. If a katan owns property and wants to be makdish into the base of Mikdash, he can't. Right? And that's the, it goes together. So that's what Rav Acha and Rav Chinna say, in the name of Rav Kahana. According to Rabbi Meir, who says you can't be mafrish, the katan can't be makdish either. Ask the Gemara, why don't you say the flip side? V'lamalo amar kedivrei mishu omer toreim makdish. According to the one who says, like, though, who can be toreim, let's say, Rabbi Yossi in the last year, before. Why doesn't Rav Kahana say the other way? The one who says you can be Torim, he also said that you can be Makdish. The Gemara answers is not true, because there's a daya out there that it's not consistent. Begins Rabbi Yehuda. Because what does Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? He can't be Torim. But guess what? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Torim, the Eino Makdish. No, Hakdasha has a higher standard. Even though Rabbi Yehuda would allow a child to be Torim, Rabbi Yehuda would say he cannot be Makdish, because that has higher requirements. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Avilam Damar Eino Toreim Makdish. Rabbi Yochanan says exactly the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan says you can even have maybe Hakdasha is easier. is easier. Why would Hakdasha be easier? So different days. You might say what we said a couple of days ago from a number of Achronim. If you say Hafreshes Truma is really just figuring out what's already there and designating what's inside already. Tevel is usher because of the Truma Shebo, and you're just designating out the Truma and the Truma's Maisa Vechulu. So maybe that's why it's easier. Hektish, that's creating a new status. Creating a new status, so maybe that's why Hakdasha would be harder. What about the other Svara? What way could you say that Hakdasha is easier? Hakdasha is easier. So maybe Hakdasha, being Toreim, maybe that requires Machshava, and you're designating it giving it Kedushas Truma. Hektish, we know there's evidence that making something hektish is easier. Right? I'm Yirasa L'Gavoa, Kimis Yirasa L'Hedyo. You could just say it, and it goes. Remember that Yerushalmi, that the world is Hashem's chatzer. And therefore, it's like the second that you kind of remove your bailus, so then all of a sudden it becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So there's evidence that being Makdis something is easier. So we have it in both directions. There's a Tosfos in Nida on Daf Mem Vav that sounds like to be Makdis something is just to aser it. So that they can't do. But Truma, you're being Matir. You're being Matir the Shirayim. So maybe that's why it's more Chamor. A Katan can't do that. Okay, so different dayas in the Amoraim about what the Tanaim say about the direction of Hakdasha and Hafrasha. Says the Gemara, Ma'o Makdish, what can, according to, let's say, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a kata can be Makdish, what can it be Makdish? Olav Shlamim, right, the two karbanas that could be given voluntarily. Lahavi Chatas Chelev, to, we want to bring in Chatas Chelev, meaning that's the Lashon used for a regular carbon chatas, they do an aveira. The first mission, krisus, 36 krisus, and for almost all of them, you bring a carbon, including chelev, eating non-kosher fat. So you're going to tell me a katan could bring that? No, eino yachol. Sheino chatas chelev. No, he's not included, like we said before. He's not included in sin. Chatas dam, the iser, the carbon for eating blood, eino yachol. Sheinbo chatas dam. So a katan could only bring carbonos that he's shayach to, meaning he could volunteer. But he's not in the world of Aveira, so that's why a katan cannot bring those. So the Gemara asks, Maushi Yavi carbon ziva of a carbon saras. What about a katan who gets saras? Right, a katan gets saras. The Gemara talks about a baby having saras on his arla. Right, so what happens if a katan is a zav or a saras? Can he bring those carbonos? So do you say Meachashu Chova Eino Mevi? On the one hand, maybe they're obligatory for a zav and a mitzor, and a katan doesn't have any obligations, so maybe he cannot. Oh, me'achashu metami, but maybe, or he's tamei. What, he's going to be stuck until he becomes a gadol? He's tamei. So maybe because he's in the world of the tuma of the karban, he's also in the world of the tuma of the ziva and the mitzora. He's also in the world of the karban. So where it says pshita l'chashu maybe. So obviously, he could bring, if he becomes tamei, then he could bring the karbanos. Look at what the Maras Yolio says on the left side. Pshita l'chashu maybe klomar v'imtim salomar. Shu maybe to keep it the tamei who maybe carbon tara delo heanishto Torah. The Torah does not punish him she ya'amod b'tumaso acheyagdil that he should have to remain tamei until he becomes a gadol. Didracheha darchei noam ksiv. Didracheha darchei noam because the Torah's ways are sweet. Well, we say the katan's tamei and he's stuck until he becomes a gadol. No, the Torah's ways are sweet and therefore we're not going to put him in this difficult situation. Anyway, as we know. It's a principle that we always like to talk about based on the Gemara already. The Gemara, right? The Rishonim added in a bunch of places, but the Gemara already has it. In Sukkah, where the Gemara is trying to figure out what a Hadas is. So Gemara has one suggestion, and the Gemara says, no, that has thorns. You're going to make your hands bloody every time you pick up a Hadas. That can't be. Why not? Because the Torah's ways are sweet, and therefore it must be that the Torah does not mean that. But as we know, Tosas in Yevamos Daf Beis has it, and that's a similar idea to here. Tosas there talks about the concept of Yibum, where a woman's going to be able to get married and then not get married to someone else. And the Gemara there also talks about Derechar Dachinoam. But we like to quote this in the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parsha Shmini, right, by why isn't a snake one of the Shmona Shratzim? You would think a snake is the worst symbol of Tumah. So Rabbeinu Bachai says, we just want you to kill the snakes. We don't want you to think twice about becoming Tamei or not. Derechad Achinoam. And therefore just kill it. The Sefer HaChinuch says, why a Kohen is allowed to become Tamei for his seven relatives? So a Kohen can't become Tamei. Derechad Achinoam, he didn't want to go to his levaya of his family. Right? Derechad Achinoam. A Kohen Gadol is different. But again, there are many examples of that. So here's, put this on the list, right? That a child who is a Zav or a Mitzora is allowed to bring his Karbanos. So Gemara says, Maushi Yasaba and Shliach, what about Kid a Gadol who's a Zav or a Mitzora make the Katan a Shliach? Once we say he's in the world, it can happen. So Gemara says, Me'achashu Metabe Bohen Ranas Ben Shliach, maybe he's in the world. He's in the world of Mitzar and Zav, so he can be a shliach for the Gadol. Oh, me'achash, inonas a shliach. L'chol advarim, he's generally not included in shlichus, so inonas ben shliach. So he can't be a shliach. So which do you say? Can he be a shliach or not? So the Gemara answers, you know what, let's hold off on the answer, because I want to talk about the answer a little bit, so we'll hold off on the answer by Hesiv Rebutin, and Hashem will continue. As we continue here in the first parak of Chamisha Lo Yitromu, this first parak of Trumas, this big parak, 15 daf, all the way until daf Tesva. Okay, we'll stop here.